This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. One person was killed and several others were hurt in a shooting at a house party in Adams County early Saturday. When deputies arrived at the scene in the Sherrellwood neighborhood, they found multiple victims who had been shot. They were taken to a hospital. The sheriff's office is still asking for the public's help in finding a dark blue SUV that's connected to the shooting. Starting tomorrow, Coloradans can get help interpreting their ballot into languages other than English. Colorado's Secretary of State will have a hotline for Spanish, Korean, Chinese, Taiwanese, and Vietnamese speakers. Other languages are also available from 8 to 5 daily until Election Day. And Denver residents are celebrating the reopening of a historic East Colfax restaurant. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on the newly named Tom's Starlight.
Fans recently held a ribbon cutting for the new bar and lounge, taking over the former home of Tom's Diner. The building is famous for its mid-century architecture and spaceship-inspired roof, but it was almost demolished in 2019. Sam Dorrance is one of the activists that worked to save it.
The lesson is that there are more ways to preserve what is unusual and cool and special about Denver that's not necessarily just locking things in time.
The building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is open for dinner 6 days a week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Highs in the 50s for the Front Range today. This is CPR News and KRCC.